I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Thank you for joining me once again for the study that we're going through right now in the book of Ruth. Now, if you'll remember, the last time we were looking at Ruth chapter 2, and we left off in verse 21, and we read that the last time, but I like to read 21 and 23 again. But we've noticed in this chapter that Ruth found grace, and she also found favor, and she found kindness. Well, who showed her grace, favor, and kindness? Well, it was none other than Boaz. And we've also seen that there's no accidents with God, that God, he helps us along. Even before we trust Jesus as our Savior, he takes care of us. Because as I said in our last study, God is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's long-suffering toward us. In other words, he waits and he talks and he wants us to receive Jesus as our Savior. He shows us things. And if we will simply listen, we too would find that God's grace, favor, and kindness is so great. There's no other God. He is the only one who can save us and see that we go to heaven. Well, in Ruth chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, let's read that again. And Ruth the Moabite said, he said unto me also, and then she's speaking of Boaz, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest. And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, that they meet thee not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and dwelt with her mother-in-law. We see here that Ruth was in the absolute right place. There was no doubt about it. And the right place is where Boaz could provide protection as well as sustenance for this woman and her mother-in-law. And we see that in verse 21. He said, keep fast by my young men. And in 2 Samuel 22, 2, it says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. Well, you say, why do you bring that into Ruth? Well, that tells me that I need to stay close to the rock. I need to stay close to the Lord because he is my fortress and he is my deliverer. He's the one who protects me. He's the one who's going to take care of me. And for the for the reason that I've already talked about, that he actually is long-suffering toward us. He takes care of us before we get saved, but there comes a time he says, I can't do it anymore. You know, you just won't pay attention. But after we get saved, he protects us. He provides for us. And he is our fortress and our deliverer in time of need. In Psalm 18, 2, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, he's a shield, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. There's no other salvation apart from Jesus Christ. There's no other salvation apart from my Lord. And as we think of this, we need to stay as close as we can to the Lord once we get saved. Live for him. Do as he would have us to do. Work for him. And just stay in his word. Well, Naomi told Ruth to do as Boaz had instructed her. And she said, go out with his maidens. Verse 22 talks about that. And go back to verse 8 and you'll see something about that. And in other words, follow the instructions of Boaz. In other words, listen to him. And verse 8 talks about that. It says, then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. He was instructing her. He was giving her advice. He said, look, stay here, and I'll take care of you, is what he's saying. Well, through her faithfulness of following directions, Ruth was able to glean until the end of the harvest, according to verse 23. It says, so she kept fast by the maids of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest. Ruth had found grace in the sight of Boaz, but never forsook her mother-in-law. She looked to Boaz for sustenance and to take care of her, but she never forsook, she never forgot her mother-in-law. Well, in Ruth chapter 2, there are certain doctrines that we could look at here. And first I see providence. In Ruth chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, it says, "And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, Let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him in whose sight I shall find grace." In other words, she didn't know whose field she was going to end up in. She didn't know this man. She didn't know Boaz at that time. But she said, now, you know, I'm going to, in essence, she said, I'm going to trust the Lord here. And I'm going to go into the field and I'm going to find the person that I shall find grace in his sight. In other words, I'm looking for the person who's going to help me. And she said unto her, "Go, my daughter." This is, of course, Naomi said, "Go ahead now and go where the Lord leads," in other words. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech. Well, that word hap, you know, we would say, well, it just so happened that that's what happened. Well, God was in charge, and God was leading this young girl. He was directing her paths. And once again, the Bible tells us that if we're following the Lord, He will lead us and He will guide us. And not to listen to someone who tries to get us off the path, who tries to lead us astray, but listen to the Lord, listen to His voice. And His voice can be heard in the Word of God. And it's also that still, small voice that we hear as we go to the Lord in prayer. And we pray and we have that quiet time with Him. I'm not telling you that He's going to hit you over the head and say, "Listen to me." I'm not saying that you're going to hear an audible voice. I'm saying that still, small voice that comes from it's the peace that passes all understanding that a saved person has, that the Lord can speak directly to the heart. He speaks through His Word. And then as we're in prayer, we're speaking to Him, and He gives us the peace. He leads and guides us as a heart leads us by Him leading the heart. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11 says, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." It doesn't mean that He forces us to do something. The predestinated there does not mean He forces us to do something. But it says that we have been predestinated to an inheritance. We have an inheritance once we have trusted Jesus as our Savior. I'm going to read that verse again. "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance," Ephesians 1:11. "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will." And all through the Word of God, we see that God is in charge. Job chapter 12 and verse 23, it says, "He increaseth the nations and destroyeth them. He enlargeth the nations and straighteneth them again." He's in control. Luke 1:52, "He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree." It's hard to understand sometimes how that somebody who seemingly doesn't know a whole lot all of a sudden is exalted. And I'm thinking especially those people who, once again, have trusted the Lord, and they're doing what He wants them to do. And it seems we look back and we say, wonder what happened to that person? How did that person get ahead? Well, that person's trusting in the Lord, and He's leading and guiding them. Matthew 10:30 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." Well, I may not have very much hair left on my head, but I know that God knows how many hairs I've got. Well, if he knows that, He knows what I need, and He's able to supply that. In Psalm 121, verse 3, it says, "He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber." God's in charge, and it's God's providence that leads us and guides us on. And we need to realize that and realize that He is in charge. Don't go about wringing our hands and wondering, "Oh, God, how am I going to make it?" We need to trust in the Lord and say, "I know how I'm going to make it. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through our Lord and our Savior that we make it." Well, notice rewards here. In verses 8 and 9 of Ruth chapter 2 and verses 15 and 16, it talks about the rewards. And In verse 16 of Ruth chapter 2, it says, he tells his workers, he says, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. This is Boaz talking to his workers now, saying, let Ruth have something extra here and leave them. Let these things fall purposely, the good things fall, that she may glean them and rebuke her not. You see, a gleaner at that day and time was to go, and if I could use the word dregs, they were to go through and get the leftovers after the harvesters had gone through and got the good things, but they were to leave certain parts of it on, for the gleaners to go through. But now Boaz told his workers, go ahead and drop some of the good stuff. Let some of the good stuff stay and let Ruth have these things. This is reward. He was rewarding her here. And then, once again, in verse 10, we see the grace that took place here, for Ruth. Galatians 3:8 says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Romans 2 and verse 11 says, for there is no respect of persons with God. God has grace. He has grace for everybody. He wants everybody to go to heaven, and he does not respect one person over another. He wants you to be saved if you've never trusted him as your Lord and Savior. You can find grace in the sight of God today by receiving his Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. Well, Ruth chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, we see worship going on here. And then we see in verse 17, perseverance. It says in verse 17 of chapter 2 of Ruth, so she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an epheth of barley. She kept going. She didn't quit. She kept working. She persevered. And we need, things may seem to get rough for us occasionally as a Christian, and things are not a bed of roses many times in our lives, but we need to keep on keeping on and serving God. And then, in verse 20, we see redemption taking place there. In verse 20 of Ruth chapter 2, Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And finally, Revelation 5:9 says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. God redeems those who want to be redeemed, who will come to him to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.